You're in Chav Amud Aleph. We're up to the two dots. We're going to start again. Two dots, one, two, three, four lines into Chav Amud Aleph. 20A1. Ma'isa b'Hilni Amalka. There was a story in the Mishnah of Hilni Amalka. She was Makabel, Naziris, and the Tanai, that her son comes safely from war. He came home safely. She was Makabel, Naziris for 7 years. After 7 years, she went to Eretz Yisrael. And she came to Eretz Yisrael. Beis Shammai said 30 more days. Beis Hillel said 7 more years. She became Tamei at the end of 7 years. Beis Hillel made her do Naziris another 7 years. She was in his Nazira for 21 years.
Why did she do that when they got there?
Because she came from Chutz La'aretz, which is Tumas Eretz Amen. Beis Shammai said she was only in Nazira for 14 years. I'm sorry, she only had to keep 30 days. That's it. We explained yesterday that the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is how far the knas extended. Everybody agrees, we said, that it's avira. And the question is, it's not tumas meis per se. The reason chutz la'aretz is tumay. Question is, to what extent did they extend the knas? The whole thing or just 30 days? Of redoing it in Eretz Yisrael. Because biblically, there's nothing wrong in doing it in chutz la'aretz. That's what the Chazal called it. It's a knas for being in chutz la'aretz when one is in a zira because they're tamei Eretz Amen. Which you should have done if you wanted to be in a zira 7 years, it's come to Eretz Yisrael. Because that's where the zira is supposed to be kept, when it's unaffected by tamei Eretz Amen. Again, was it amazing that she did it? I'm not getting involved. I wasn't there, and I'm not going to write history.
Everybody agree that she got
tamei
at the end?
Doesn't say in Beis Shammai she got tamei.
She's in there to sign.
Doesn't say.
The Mishnah doesn't say.
It says, according to Beis Hillel, that kept another 7 years, that she became Tamei at the end of 7 years. It doesn't say what happened. Again, I like to do this again all the time. I don't add things from my own speculation. It doesn't say.
But if they're arguing, it must be that she did not become Tamei. So why wouldn't
Beis Shammai say 7 years? Again. We'll see. I think you wait a few more minutes. We might find out better.
On the side that she did come from, it was the very last day.
Tesseif.
The last day.
That's what it says. I'm not picking. It might be the last 2 days. I don't want to get involved in Rabbi Eliezer.
That's what I meant.
It doesn't say. See,
right, okay.
We can't write things in a Mishnah that doesn't say. It doesn't say. It's not trying to concentrate on day or two.
Rabbi Lezer and
Bishami
Yisrael are independent.
Nothing to do with each other. It's two separate questions. No. Okay. Now, that came along Rabbi Yehuda and says she was only in Nazira for 14 years. Now, what is Rabbi Yehuda saying? Is he saying that according to Beis Shammai, she did become Tamei? He adds that piece that Beis Shammai came back, she came to Yisrael. They told her you're still in the zero for 30 days. And she became Tamei, and she had to do another 7 years. Because they had extended her Nazira, so she's still part of her original Nazira. And therefore, she had to redo 7 years. Or is Ipshat, that agrees to Beis Hillel, that she has to keep another 7 years. And he's just saying she never became Tamei. That part of the story is not true. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda and is living hundreds of years after, about 200 years or 150 years after Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had the story with Hilni Amalka. So they're arguing, that's the question. What is Rabbi Yehuda coming to change in the story? Is he saying, I agree to Beis Shammai, and did she did become Tamei, which Beis Shammai never told us, yes or no. She did become Tamei, and she was in Nazira for 14 years. Mm-hmm. Or is he saying, I agree with Beis Hillel, she kept another 7 years, but the story is she never became Tamei. That's the story. That's the Shaila in Rabbi Yehuda. What is he saying? Ibarilu. Rabbi Yehuda, Mishinitma Valiba de Beis Shammai, is he saying she became Tamei and he agrees to Beis Shammai? Iduma Mishalaynitma Valiba de Beis Hillel. Or maybe he's saying she never became Tamei. He's arguing the fact that she became Tamei and therefore she was only in the zero for 14 years. Tashima. Also, Eretz Yisrael, our Mishnah said she came to Eretz Yisrael. By Ru Beis Hillel, she attained a zero and Shavit Shana Macheris. Now, if it would be that he holds like Beis Shammai Rabbi Yehuda, that means she came to Eretz Yisrael, and they told her to keep 30 days. And she became Tamei during those 30 days. So then she kept 14 years and 30 days. She didn't keep 14 years. She kept 14 years plus 30 days. Because she was keeping 30 days beyond her 7 years. So it was 7 years and 30 days. And she became Tamei at the end of 30 days. Beis Shammai made her do another 7 years. It would be 14 years and 7 days. Why does it say only 14 years? If you're telling me, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, I agree to Beis Shammai, and the reason it was 14 years is because she became Tamei, then it would have been 14 years and 30 days. He said it was only 14 years. Must be she didn't become Tamei. So why is it 14 years? Must be he holds like Beitzel, and he's arguing whether she became Tamei or not. That's all. Dr. Marisha, he should have been 14 years and 30 days. It's a raya that he agrees to Beitzel, and he's just saying it never happened. She never became Tamei. It never was a 21-year Naziris. Tanya Nami Yachi. Let's catch up with Rashi first. Zog to Rashi. Ibayalu, Kishinitmas, Vahi Kamalai, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakama. Vadai Amas, Hari Shinitmas, Mesaif Nizirusa. I agree to your story that she became Tamei at the end. But even with the Tumma, she was only Nizirah for 14 years. The Hairulai, Kamei Shammai, Lias Nizirah Lamajayim. The Nitmas, Mesaif Lamajayim. And according to this version, she became Tamei at the end of 30 days. It's a question not of halacha, it's a question of story. He's saying the story was she never became Tamei. The question is it arguing in the Tanakhama saying, I passed like Beis Shammai? Or is he saying, the story never happened your way? What is Rabbi Yehuda saying to the Tanakhama? The answer is, if he held like Beis Shammai, then it would have been 14 years and 30 days. It was only 14 years. What?
If he held like
Beis Shammai, it's 21 years, unless she didn't become Tamei, that would be 14 years. But if it's like Beis Shammai, and she became Tamei, she would have become Tamei at the end of 30 days, and done another 7 years, is 14 years and 30 days. It only said 14 years. It's a riot that he holds like Beitzel, and the argument is a story argument.
Why not?
As a continuation of her Naziris. That means Beis Shammai said, your Naziris didn't end yet. You have to keep 30 days because Naziris and Chutz Laaretz doesn't count. According to the first side, she became Tamei at the end of 30 days. What happens if a person becomes Tamei in the last day of his Naziris?
So,
if I, again, you're bringing in Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanakhama. You know, he's also a Tana.
Okay, so
he's
not.
Okay, so that's what happens, according to Yehuda, according to the Havamina.
So then
it
should have been 14 years plus 30 days.
Right. That's the Gemara's Raya. Now, the Gemara's going to prove that it has to be that way, that he holds like Beis Hill. Because Rabbi Yehuda does hold like Rabbi Eliezer. And since he holds like Rabbi Eliezer on the last day of Naziris, there would have not been 7 years. So that's the Raya that you have to say that shot. Meaning, you really, if you didn't know that price that it's going to say, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Eliezer, and if one becomes Tamei on the last day, he only has to redo 30 days. That we had, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the guy's Tamei does it for 100 days, and he becomes Tamei on day 100, he only has to be through 30. Right. So, therefore, obviously, she couldn't have become Tamei on day 30, she did not have to do another 7 years. It wouldn't have been 14 years at all. And Rabbi Judah said 14 years.
Yes.
Forget the first day. The end. There's a new halacha called Miyayim Alois. We had it.
That's
yesterday and before. Zakter Gemara. Tanya Nami Yachi. Zayis Tairis and Nazir B'yayim Melayis Yimei Nazir, right? Hatayra Amra Ki Nitna B'yayim Melayis Ten Loi Tairis Nazir. Zok Rash. Now, the Rush brings, that's the shot. Now, the Rush brings a second Girsa. The second Girsa, it's the same thing, but it's slightly different. That the Gemara knew the Brisa. And the Gemara is saying, it wouldn't have been 14 years, it would have only been 30 days, because it's the end of Naziris, and you only do an extra 30 days. Meaning the Gemara would have incorporated Rabbi Eliezer in its answer. Before we said it couldn't be Beis Shammai, it would have been 14 years and 30 days. The second year is saying it couldn't be Beis Shammai because it would have been 7 years and 60 days. It would have never been 14 years because he holds on to the answer. Instead of saying the answer it should have been 14 and 30 and then saying anyway, he holds on to the answer, it would have never been 14 years. The Gemara incorporated that. It said since he holds on to the answer, would have never been 14 years. It's the same thing, just a different approach. Zakti Rush. Isak, Imken Yudal Vilama Biboylev. Iswam de Garci, Yudal Chana. What are you saying, 14 years? Lamed Yaim Biboylev. Should have been 13 days. The time you're viewed, I'm Jim Rabbez, I say Sanazar, Yaim Elias, Armatira, Nimab Yaim Elias, the time later is Nazar. So therefore, since it's the last day, it's 30 days only. That's what he's saying.
So 30 days to Hashlam Achar Tisra. And then, at the end of that, then it will be not just on 30 days.
If you hold on to the answer, correct. It's the same answer, that it can be reviewed holding Beis Shammai. Either because it should have been 14 years and 30 days, or it would have never been 14 years, because since he holds the Gemara Ezer, it would have been 7 years and 60 days, because it would have been an extra 30 days if it became Tamei at the end, the very end.
The 30 days of Beis Shammai has nothing to do with Tuma of Chutzpah, because it's Drabbanan. It's only Drabbanan.
But Drabbanan extended the Naziris.
That is nothing to do with
Rabbi. No, that's what I was trying to tell you the whole time.
That's 30 days.
Well, the last day of those 30 days would be Rabbi Eliezer.
Right.
Zakti Mishnah. Misa estate ki te edem edes aysay. Now, okay, we'll learn the Mishnah. Two pairs of edem come in and testify. Elu meedem shenazer shayim to say that this guy became a nazir twice. He was Mekabel two sets of Naziris. Two Edom. Tell Bezen, you should know, this Reuben over here was Mekabel Naziris twice. Now, why they're coming into Bezen, I have no idea. Maybe because they see he's not being serious, so they come and tell Bezen, you should know, this guy was Mekabel Naziris twice. Ve'elum Edom Shenazer Chamesh. Two other Edom come in and say, he was Mekabel Naziris five times. Beshamay Aymerim, Nech L'Kohedus, one of these pairs are lying. Either he did it twice. Now, they're saying exact same time. It's not like somebody said he said it on Sunday and somebody said he said it on Monday. Both say that it's Sunday at 11:53. He was Mekabel Naziris. One says he said twice, and one says he said five times. So, Beis Shammai, somebody's lying. And we have a suffix, who's lying? We have no witnesses. We have no testimony. Bezen cannot tell him he's a nazir. Who says he's an Uzzer? Now, he's either saying he doesn't know, he doesn't remember, or he's keeping, it's a Shiloh where he keeps quiet what halacha he has. That the Sugyan Kedushin, if Edom come in and testify, one Edom comes in and testifies and he keeps quiet, is that Shtika Kaida? So I don't want to get involved, we don't want to get involved in Shtika Kaida. So we'll say the guy says, I don't know, I don't remember. He's not agreeing to anything, I don't remember. I have no recollection. To Adam said he did it twice. To Adam said he did it five times. Bezen says we don't have any testimony here. We can't tell the guy anything. There's no Adam. We don't know who's lying, who's not lying. Therefore, any Sheker.
So least two.
Who says?
We have two sets of witnesses.
Can you do that?
Well,
again, do you have a set of witnesses that you can trust here?
Yeah, there's one set you can trust.
We don't know which one, right? So we don't have any that we can trust.
They both agree, at least two.
Again, I'm reading Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, I don't have a coach with set of witnesses here. What happens if two relatives came in and said, he did two? What would Bezin do? Throw him out. They're not good witnesses. Now, that's questionable what I just said, because it's not mom and it's Isser. I don't know. It echad never be surim, but we're not going there. We're going now whether we have a kosher set of witnesses. And the answer is we don't have a kosher set of witnesses. Basil says, Yesh b'chal chamishtayim. Everybody's agreeing to two. We say, hey, nazir shtayim. So he has to keep two nazirism.
What do you mean we don't have a set of kosher? Person comes in, he's kosher.
Not when there's two Adam saying he's a liar.
I didn't say.
Well, two Adam say it was fine, not two. They're saying the ones that said two lied. Again, you're great and wonderful. You ask wonderful questions.
Yeah.
Three quarters of them covered by the Gemara. So let's just let the thing speak out.
We put Beis Shammai first.
We always put Beis Shammai first.
Always?
Always.
Rashutz, what do you say?
The Gemara says that Beis Hillel, one of the reasons the Basco said we pass like Beis Hillel is that they always brought Beis Shammai's words before them. That's what the Gemara says.
Question?
Yes.
So I think you're probably going to answer this by just saying Ma'aseh Shehaya, but there's no imperative for based in the rule here. This is not Isbehetu, this is not Mamanos, this is not Nisa. They have it within their power just to forgive everything and say no longer exists. That would seem to be the safest course.
So here we go. The next day, this guy drinks wine. He's warned, you're nazir, you can't drink wine. He goes
right.
And drinks wine. Are we going to give him malchus?
The next day after being forgiven by the court?
Wasn't forgiven.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Why doesn't the court...
He never asked what? To remove his aziris. You're telling him, he said, tell the court, no matter what I was, I'd like to remove the Naziris. That's not what happened.
Right, exactly.
That you're writing an addition
that's
to the story.
That's what I said.
If you were next to me, I'd hand you a pen to write it in. But it doesn't say that part of the story.
That's what I said you'd say. It's my Shoshaya.
Okay.
It's just the way
but
it works.
You didn't think I would say I'd hand you a pen.
Okay, you got me on that. I didn't hear the pen part.
Rabbi, just to understand the factual situation we're setting up, are the two sets of witnesses testifying consistently about all other circumstances regarding the Naziris? Like, so the one's not saying it happened in City A, and the other set's saying they're happening in City B. So there's nothing else that would destroy their credibility. Okay.
Exactly. Exact same time and exact same location.
Okay. Would it make a difference if they weren't?
Yes.
Wouldn't their inconsistency...
Then we would believe both. He became Nazir twice, and then he became a Nazir five times. They're not contradicting each other. They're no liars.
No, they're saying that it happened at the same... He said it at the same time, but he did it in a different city or at a different, in a different terrain.
Same thing would be as if they said it happened at the same time in the same city. Because if they're contradicting each other, that means they're not, one of them is lying.
Right.
They both
can't
be true.
Right. No, I was just trying to understand the base. I mean, it could be that Beis Hillel says, no matter what the other circumstances are, as long as we have within it a certain period of time, the minimum of what one set of witnesses said, then it's inclusive of the other set. I just wasn't sure of the extent
to
which
Beis Hillel was.
That's
a great question you have. You're a good question, and we'll see how the Rishonim explain it, what that halacha would be.
Okay.
Because the question is our understanding Beis Hillel. What are we relying on? So we're going to see this in the, as the Gemara proceeds, your question will become clarified.
Okay. No,
well, that's going to be discussed in the Gemara. At this point, he either said Areni Nazir Shtayim, Areni Nazir Chamesh.
Well, why is there a difference?
That's why we're going to learn the Gemara.
How did you think that?
Can we? This is why we learn Gemara. It's amazing. You know, why don't we give Ravina and Rav Ashi a chance? They were first. They came first.
Why would you think that? Why would you know the difference?
Now, Rav David Krugless, I learned by him a half a year before he was Nifter. He said that when he came to Mir and they learned Masechtas Kedushin, so the first week, all the Bacham learned through Masechtas Kedushin, Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Shnei Yeshua. And that way they could sit down and learn Masechtas Kedushin and know that what they're talking about isn't discussed in a Gemara 5 minutes later, and they talk 4 hours and waste their time and then get to Gemara and find out that they didn't know what they were talking about. So the first thing they did is they learned Gemara Rashi Tosfos Shnei Yeshua, the whole Masechta. That took him a week. And by the way, it's 81 blocks. And then the rest of the Zman, he said, we learned Masechta's Kedush. Now, we can't do that. No, we can't. But it's nice to know that when the Gemara on the Mishnah is going to explain the Mishnah, we should give the Gemara a chance to explain the Mishnah.
And remember the whole Masechta?
I'm just telling you what he said. I wasn't, you know, there's no reason to assume he lied. What?
Europe?
Yeah, Mir in Europe. Yeah.
Might be the future, might not. Why don't we say that it's not, that he would never kept the zeros if two of them said the same thing at the same time? I mean, they said two different things at the same time.
I have no idea what you're asking. I don't know.
Two groups came and they gave consulting.
So therefore, Mishamai says, throw them out. What happens when two groups give conflicting testimonies?
I'm concerned about Beisel. Right.
Zakdarash. Mishamai Beis Kitei, the Midden Isaiah, the Midden Shinazir Beis. Shekimel all the Beis and Zeris. Except the twice. Veil the Midden Shinazir Hei. Beis the Shash Atamayim Shinazir Beis. At the exact same time. Now, Samach, what does he say here? Umairi, he turns that word into Mairi, it's talking about. The guy is saying, I never became another. The Ish Shasek, if he keeps quiet, he's agreeing to something. To the Ish of his Kedushin Perik Aymer. They told him, your Taris became Tameh by Lo Shasek. You could say here, meaning even though there the Gemara says when a person keeps quiet, that means he's admitting, you can say over here it's not admitting. Since they're contradicting, so as he's concerned, he never heard anything because these are liars. I don't have to respond to liars. So the Rush is misupik. What happens if he keeps quiet? One pair says two, one pair says five, and he keeps quiet. So the Rush at beginning says, keeping quiet is, means you're agreeing to something. You can't say you're not an Uzzer. Pipe up. Stiki Kleda. The Rush entertains maybe that if he hears two, and Bezin's going to throw them out, he figures I don't have to waste my time responding. So that's the Shiloh. Is there a Stiki Kleda here, or is there not a Stiki Kleda? Stiki Kleda means keeping quiet is a tacit admission. That's true when there's a need of a response. Maybe here he feels there's no need to respond. Why should I respond? Doesn't going to throw them out anyway.
Maybe he did respond.
It doesn't say what he said, did it? That means he didn't respond. Or, the Rosh said in the first round, he said, no, I didn't say anything. Dr. Gemara. Masnisa and the Loike Aitana. The Mishnah is not like the following Tana. The Tanya. Rabbi Shmuel ben Aish, Rabbi Yechim ben Berekah Aymer. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechim ben Berekah, says, V'nechbuku beishamei beisil l'ashtei kitei edim. They don't argue in a case where there are two separate pairs. Achas emer es shtayim v'achas emer es chamesh, sheyesh b'chal chamesh shtayim. Beishamei agrees. There's one kosher set here and therefore, why don't we make him a Nazir two times? We'll say to them, listen, everybody agrees it's two. We have witnesses on two. Even the ones that say five agreed it's two. They just say it was three more. They might be lying. The ones that said two might be lying. The bottom line is you have eight of them two. That's what he says. One pair. One said he became a Nazir twice, and one of the two Adam said, no, he said five times. Two people walk into Mezen to testify. One says two, one says five. I don't have a pair that agrees to anything. I have one aid. One aid cannot give the guy Malchus. He drank wine. We warned him. Yeah, but what did he say? How do you know he was a Nazir? We heard him say. What did JM say? One says I heard him say two. One says I heard him say five. Obviously, you guys aren't a pair. You're contradicting yourself. Now, here is a problem. Because if one is a liar, how can we count them as an aid? There, you can tell me one pair didn't lie. We had a pair of kosher witnesses. Here, you don't have a pair of kosher witnesses. You have one. One kosher witness. You don't give Malchus by one kosher witness. So, Rav Shammai says, there's no witnesses. Basil says there are witnesses, and here is the problem. Why? So let's read the Rush. Zog the Rush. Yes, b'chal heishtayim. Kivin shes eidu shleima b'kula davar. We have a whole pair in the whole thing. Avu b'chat achas, but by one pair. B'chal kami b'shamay d'nechlu k'edusan. She'echad haimer emes, ve'echad m'shakar. One is saying the truth, and one is lying. Ve'ein kana le'ed echad amiti. There's only one honest aid. B'zil le'imim yes b'chal heishtayim. Ushneim me'idim ashtayim. They both are testify about two. Period.
What does that mean?
They both say he was a Nazir twice, at least twice. One says two, one says five. They both agree to two. Well, Tana de Masnissen, according to the Tana de Mishnah, he would disagree with this. He would say, in this case, God may so mighty be katakas and echo grace. So we have the machloikis tanoim. What is the machloikis beshame beso? Our Mishnah says that if it's one pair, Basil would agree to throw them out. There's no two pairs. There's no two Adam. The machloikis is if there's two pairs, and one of the pairs is honest and one of the pairs is lying, can you use them and say either one of you two are true? Beshame says no. We don't know who's honest, who's lying. As far as we're concerned, there are no honest people. And Basil says, not true. There's an honest pair here. Rely on them. Whoever they may be. That's our Mishnah's version. But according to our Mishnah, it would be one pair. When one says five and one says two, we don't have two Adam. One is a liar. Reb Shmuel ben Yosef Yechim and Brekis is the exact opposite. Beshamai agrees when you have two pairs that you have definitely a kosher pair. They're arguing when you only have one pair. Beshamai says, I don't have two kosher Adam. And Basil says, and here's the clincher, you do have Adam on two. Now the question is, how? Is a liar. So the Mepharshim explained, Basil says, somebody made a mistake, an honest error. They're both honest. Somebody misheard. Meaning, they're all agreeing he said two. The question is, did he say two or say five? Right? Everybody's agreeing that he was Mekabel too, and they're not liars. One made an error. An error is not a liar. We don't throw him out of bed. We would not classify that there's a liar here. We would say somebody misheard. We wouldn't be able to use him because he's only one aid. But we don't classify him as a liar. We say it was an honest mistake.
And therefore,
we have two aid him on two. Right. Right, exactly. That's the only way that I saw to make sense out of Beis Hillel. Because you need two Adam. Where are you two Adam? Similar, not exactly, that sometimes two Adam come in and testify about a capital crime, and they make a mistake in the detail that's unimportant. According to the way we not like certain Tanoim. We say it's an unimportant detail. We can't expect everybody to remember every little detail. Now, here it's a little bit important because it's 2 or 5, but you could mishear the number. And therefore, since you could mishear the number, therefore, we don't view it as a contradiction.
So,
now, we don't know who misheard the number, but there are two honest Adam as far as we're concerned. One misheard, but everybody agrees that it was at least 2, so we can use them together to say 2. That's what Beis Hillel says. Now, this is where Harvey's question becomes pertinent. Because if one said it happened to one location, and one says it happened in another location, you can't say they made a mistake. Harvey asked before, what if they agree that he became a Nazir at the same time but in different locations? Now, by 2 pairs, Beis Hillel would say we still have an honest pair. But by 1 pair, you can't say it was an error. That's not something you make a mistake in where it happened. You know where you were. So that's where Harvey's question becomes pertinent. And this Mandi Amar, who says, one says 2, one says 5, you can still combine them because one made an error. It would have to be something that's subject to error, like the exact number he said, that you might not have heard clearly. Whereas where you are, I don't think is subject to an error.
The Russians speak
also.
What?
The
Nazir speak. Yeah, the same thing. Well, good question. Because the Gemara says shtik even by Eid Echad. You asked me a question where the shtik applies, not if he's Moicha.
Right.
Yes.
Rishis?
Yes.
Your second explanation in Beis Hillel works out very well from basic logic, which is that the Naziris has both essential and predicate properties. The essential property of the Naziris is that it exists or it does not exist. That's inescapable. However, the predicate properties can be 1 term, 5 terms, 2 terms, whatever. So what you just said is very nice, that in the second
explanation. I'm glad you agree, because that's what I support today. I'm glad you agree. But if somebody would have told me that this is an essential part of the thing, not a predicate, I don't know what predicate here has to do except subject and predicate that my teacher...
Predicate means it's something... You can have a dog which is blue, a dog which is red. I mean, that's a predicate.
Yeah,
it's still a dog.
But, I could hear that the number of the zeros is considered essential. But then again, in the case of capital
that's what
crime,
that's what they're telling you.
Okay, again, they're telling me. I agree that Mepharshim is saying that. I'm not arguing with you. Something my advice. I'm a Rav. Hakol Maidim B'mayna. Everybody agrees in the case when he counted. Now, what does that mean? Dr. Rush. I'm a Rav. Hakol Maidim B'mayna. Now, the gears I have here on the side is Echad Min Eidim Omer. One of the Eidim says Nazir Naziris Aleph. The Eid Shnia. He said 1 and 2. He said, counted it out, like Baruch Moshe was trying to say in the Mishnah. The guy said, I'm becoming a Nazir once and then twice. Vasheni Yamar, Nazir Nazir is Gimu, Vaidalid, Vaidhei. He said 3, 4, and 5. One said he did 1 and 2, and one said he said 3, 4, and 5. Everybody would agree, Habakilu Makishim says that. Right. Everybody would agree. That if one said 1 and 2, and the other one said 3, 4, and 5, that you can't say it was a mistake. Beyond mistake.
And therefore,
it's not a doubter. Beis Hillel will throw him out as well.
Beis Hillel?
Exactly. Hakol Maidim. Beis Hillel would agree. One says 1 and 2, and the other one says 3, 4, and 5. They can't work together. Again, we haven't seen the Gemara yet. Zog the Gemara. Amala Rav Chama l'Rav Chisda. So Rav Chama says to Rav Chisda, my comrade, what is Rav saying? What is the case that you're saying that everybody agrees? Ilei me'echaraim r'chamesh v'loi shtayim. Ve'echaraim r'shtayim v'loi chamesh. If you're telling me that one said 2 and he for sure didn't say five. And the other one said he said five, and for sure didn't say two. So then, of course, it's Pashat HaKamachet Yadadi. They're obviously not, nobody made a mistake here. There's no Kiddush to that. What does Rav mean, Maina? Does he mean the guy said two? And the other guy says he said five. So, that they're disagreeing. The guy said he said two, he didn't say five. The other guy said he said five, and he didn't say two. For sure, Rav wouldn't be saying a Kiddush. It's like saying somebody says Reuven's a nazir, somebody says Shimon is a nazir. There's nothing to talk about. They're saying we are disagreeing.
But even in that case, Hillel says
he would not say it. If the guy said two and not five.
At least two.
The way we explained Hillel was that it's a mistake. You make a mistake. You heard two and the other guy heard five. But it's not that the guy said two and I'm sure it wasn't five. The guy says I'm sure it was five and not two. Because then they didn't make a mistake. They're confident. Zagdaraj, Hakamakachinadadi, I don't know if you have this rush, because it's in brackets by me. Usually that means it's from the Shita Mukabetzes. But it's only one line. Shita, my Kamashma Rav. I feel a little bit like Nanami Abakash. It has nothing to do with counting. The guy says, I'm sure he said 1, 2, and the other guy says, I'm sure he said 3, 4, 5. Well, be sure, there's no mistake possible. No Kiddush. One said 1 and 2. The guy said he said 3, 4, and 5. What? He changes the gears of what we had in the Gemara. Take a look in the Rash. Halamali. Hashta Chamir to Amar. Doesn't say Hashta Chamir to Amarav. Hashta Chamir to Amar. Kilsa like Hoshke. Dr. Rash. Beloy Gersin and Chamir to Amarav. Behaki Peruchai. And this is what the Gemara means. What? Well, we'll find out. Chamirta means strict. Kilsa means light. That's what it means. Lagi Bruch. Amai Havi Akasha. Why would it be Akasha? Hag the Kamer Gimu Vadalad. Lemakis Klau. The guy that said 3 and 4, he's not denying Hag the Kamer Aleph of Beit. He's not denying that the guy didn't say 1 and 2. The Meimer Amar, Halomili Lahaskir Aleph of Beit. Masha Amar Kaveri, Bezani Maidalai. Let me explain. The guy is saying 1 and 2, and the other guy is saying 3, 4, and 5. He's not arguing with 1 and 2. He's saying, the guy said 1 and 2, I'm saying he also said 3, 4, and 5. I'm not saying he didn't say 1 and 2. Not arguing whether he said 1 and 2. He's just saying he also said 3, 4, and 5. He doesn't have to repeat that the guy said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because if the other guy said 1 and 2, I'm agreeing and I'm adding 3, 4, and 5. Hashta Chamirta. Chamirta Shani Maisav Olav Machmar Olav. the Aimer kills the Shama Chaveri like Hoshken. So he's saying for 3, 4, and 5, isn't he agreeing to 1 and 2? Shem Bechlau Dvarai? Umali Laskiran, the Bechlau Dvarai Yeshna Dvarav. Dr. Rami Bachama, I don't see the contradiction. One guy heard 1 and 2, and one guy heard an additional 3, 4, and 5. It's not saying he never said 1 and 2. One only heard part, the other one heard more. That's not contradiction. He's saying there was more afterwards. He didn't mention 1 and 2? Why should he mention 1 and 2? He said 1 and 2, you said, and he also said 3, 4, and 5. You didn't use the word also because you assume you heard 1 and 2, he said 3, 4, and 5. He's not saying he started at number 3. He continued with number 3. I don't see a contradiction here. One heard part, one heard the rest. Manashek. If the guy said he said 2, and the other guy said, no, he never said 2, he said 3, 4, and 5. That's contradictory, and that would be no chiddush. Terence says, one said he said 1, 2, and one said he said 3, 4, and 5. That's not a contradiction, because he's saying he also said 3, 4, and 5. Hashtag Amir Tamar, he's saying more. Kilsa Lekoshkin, isn't that including 1 and 2? Not arguing. El Rabbi B'marava, Eid Kasha B'mayna. It's all they said, Rav, is not right. Enochinami, there's no case in the case when one said 1 and 2 and the other guy said 3, 4, and 5. They're not arguing. One heard more. They're both agreeing he said 1 and 2. The question is, did he also say 3, 4, and 5? One thing, he never said it. I didn't hear it. That's all he means to say. I can only testify what I heard. Rashi, Rash, Amarava, Amri, Enochash, Bebeina, Katkafta, the Rami Bechama, like the question of Rami Bechama.
End of the day. Is like Rav?
Not like Rav. That is puzzle. According to Mesel. Which according to Mesel would not be puzzle. Again, Mesham I said, but. Fine. Are there any questions? Okay.
So if he says, one says the word two, one says the word five.
That's what Mesham and Mesel argue. Misheard. One saying 1 and 2, and one saying 3, 4, and 5. He's not disagreeing.
So why does Bishamai say in such a case?
We don't know. But Bishamai for sure wouldn't agree that it's not good.
Bishamai says there's no argument.
The Chayyim shouldn't argue, but the Gemara is not explaining Bishamai. Rav said Bishamai would agree it's no good. The Chayyim become, I don't understand. If it's talking about the guy said 2 and the other guy said 5 and not 2, and the other guy said 2 and not 5, so Rav is not talking me a chiddush. And if it's talking about the guy said 1 and 2, and the other guy said 3, 4, and 5, I don't see a contradiction. I see an addition. I don't see a contradiction.
That does not help with the
Shama. I don't know. Yeah. I said, it doesn't say. You want to say it does? It does. Doesn't? It doesn't. Yes?
I assume
that
we're talking the first himself forgot what he said?
Either any day, and Rush said he's mockish. I never said anything.
Have
to
check out the agent. So the person would ask the person that said 3, 4, 5. He was counting. So obviously he's not going to get to 3 unless he said 1 and 2 before that. That's a good mistake.
What?
If he didn't say 1 and 2, he's not going to get to 3. He's got, I'm going to finish my answer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The person who was 1 and 2, but if 1 and 2 said 4, 5, he
would
have the first one saying 1 and 2.
He only got to 3 because he said 1. Yeah, but again, so this is what Achrayim points out. If the words are contradictory, so then it's contradiction. One saying 3, that means he didn't say 1 and 2. He started with the number 3. He didn't say the words are contradictory. One guy said, I heard him say 2, 1 and 2. And the other guy said, I heard him start at 3. So he means he never said 1 and 2. I heard him start at 3. He said, I know he started 3, 4, 5. So then he's saying there's a contradiction in the words. He's not saying that. He's adding. He's saying you said 1 and 2. He also said 3, 4, and 5.
Is the question of what the second aid means?
Correct. Correct. Is he adding? All right.
So why doesn't the aid just ask?
I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't have a good answer for that. I don't have an answer.
Versus.
1 second. I'm still in like that.
Sure.
Yes. Correct.
How are you doing?
Yes, Dr. Schwab.
I would just note, it's a statement, not really a question, what we are not discussing, which is that what do we tell this guy who doesn't know whether he did two or five, because his nazirus is established by the intentionality of his words. So he is something. Whether or not Beis Din can whip him, Beis Din cannot whip him. They don't. They have no proof. In
the
case where one says
that's between him and God.
I absolutely agree. I note that there's no mention of what old rabbi is going to tell him what to do.
Yes, doctor. Yes, very much.
So, how many times does he have to do the zero?
It depends. If they're not contradicting, at least two.
Say 7, 8, 3, 4, 5, and we jump to the conclusion they meant 1 and 2 also, there's a number of differences, three different amounts.
Again, one heard more, one heard less.
But they might have only heard 3, 4, and 5.
So you're repeating my sister's question. Ask them, are they saying they only heard 3, 4, and 5, or are they saying they also heard 3, 4, and 5?
And that means if they say only,
then it becomes a question whether they missed that part, or we say he never said 1 and 2.
But we're assuming in this Gemara that they...
That's how I explained it, correct.
Would be different if you spent the other way?
I don't know. The way Tysus and the Rosh seem to explain it is that he said that he didn't say 1 and 2.
Did he find that?
No, it's only 1-8. He said he didn't do anything. We can't believe 1-8 on 5. Question is, does he have to keep 2?
And there are 2 that this argument said 2 pairs of witnesses. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 5. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 5. Then you have, then what?
Again.
They're not arguing.
So then nobody's saying we don't, then 2 witnesses would make him keep 5, yes. If they're not arguing, correct. Hadolok mishamah. Me shama reini nazir. Lo shama chaver v'amer v'ani. Vani, kulam nazirim. The Merch Hashem, we will start this tomorrow. Everybody should just have a wonderful day. Merch Hashem tomorrow morning, 6 a.m.